Good morning, friends. Thank you for joining us this morning in what we're calling a community of goodness, singing the songs and telling the stories of people of our communities and the world, Larry Long. Recording the songs and stories and sounds of our neighborhoods and our nation, Brett Hughes. I'm Tom Thibodeau, and this morning, let us honor the sacred.
My name, it's Melvin Jones, from the Red Lake Reservation, from the Bear Clan of the Anishinaabe Nation. The only tongue I knew was the tongue that I heard spoken by the elders of my clan beside the great freshwater ocean. He taught me well. Whoa, some things are not for sale. On the first night, the brushes started cracking when a white horse with wings on the second night went passing. An old man appeared on the third night of my vision. On the fourth night, a woman spoke and I listened. She taught me well. Oh, some things are not for sale. Danced upon the rocks of my great-grandmother and father. The more you give away, yes, the more that you are given. The more you trust in God, yes, the more that you keep living. Melvin Jones from the Red Lake Reservation, from the Bear Clan of the Anishinaabe Nation.
The word sacrifice comes from two Latin words, sacrificio, to make sacred. The sacred doesn't just happen. We have to recognize and elevate and embrace the sacred in our lives. Recently in this nation, we celebrated 20 years since the Twin Towers in New York City were attacked, in which we remembered the sacrifice of people, firefighters, EMTs, police officers, neighbors, complete strangers, risking their lives to save their brothers and sisters in peril. Eugene Kennedy writes this meditation at the center of the world. He writes, "Until September 11, 2001, we had no sample of any size to tell us what people were like when they faced certain death. Now, however, we know, thanks to dozens of cell phone calls and beyond any doubt, what men and women do in the last seconds of their lives. They forget themselves as they think of those they love, their spouses and children, their parents and friends. They do not complain or bemoan their fate, neither do they pray for miraculous deliverance or even the forgiveness of their sins. They do not think about themselves as they speak their last words. They just want to tell others how much they love them, that they want them to be safe, that they want them to be happy, that their last will and their true testament is one of utter concern for those they cherish, that they break free of the grasp of death and judgment on their lives by giving themselves away so completely that before time runs out, they are already immersed in the eternal. The flaming towers and skies were not filled with business travelers or tourists that last morning, but with lovers. Some laying down their lives for their friends, all of them at their best. drawn fully out of themselves so we may see them as they always really were. Blessed are those boomers unpossessed by their possessions, saving us rather than themselves, loving their own until the end, as great or greater than any generation we will ever know. 9/11 is a sacred memory, but all peoples have sacred memories in which they reminded of their elders, their family members, their communities, who had the courage to make a sacrifice out of love.
Several years back, I was invited to work with the Anishinaabe Ojibwe people in the Lac-Couturier community of Wisconsin. The reservation was created in 1854 by treaty with the United States. It was the hope of our government that by giving the Anishinaabe people land, that they would become farmers and quickly assimilate into the dominant culture. But this didn't work. The Anishinaabe people are hunters and gatherers, not farmers. Their culture is rooted in walking in balance with the earth, and they follow the following Madeoan sacred principles, which are: thank Geshe Manadu, the Creator, for all his many gifts. Honor the aged, and honoring them you honor life and wisdom. Honor life in all its forms, your own will be sustained. Honor women, and honoring women you honor the gift of life and love. Honor promises, by keeping your word you will be true. Honor kindness, by sharing the gifts you will be kind. Be peaceful, through peace all will find great peace. Be courageous, through courage all will grow in strength. Be moderate in all things. Work, listen, and consider. Your needs will be prudent. I would like to share with you some words spoken from two Lac-Couturier elders, both of whom who have now passed, by the name of Lucy Begay and Ruth Harley. You will also hear third grade children and myself singing a song written in their honor called "No One Can Take My Religion From Me."
My name is Lucy Begay, and my birthday is May 26, 1907. My clan was a fish, and it was a sturgeon. When my boy was born, you're supposed to get a naming ceremony as soon as you can. Like Eugenie was about a week old when he got his name from old man. His name was Auguste, but his English name was Carroll, Gus Carroll. He was the one that gave Eugene his name when he was 4 days old. Yeah, you're supposed to give him a name as soon as you can, you know. And you're supposed to call him by that name all the time. And Eugene's Indian name is Niganigabo. That's his Indian name. And the other boy was Wenangash. That was their Indian names. And they were always named, they were always called that, you know, that they, when they were small, they went by that name all the time. My name is Mijakwad, which means clear sky. Mijakwad means clear sky.
Yeah.
How old are you, Lucy?
109. I'm 90.
No one can take my religion from me. No one can take it from me.
Awina we and I'm a kamigo sinage at Wayan.
Awina we and I'm a kamigo sinage at Wayan.
My family raised me in the Ojibwe tongue. That's how I talk it now. Taught me how to tend your eye, taught me how to sew. Always there to show me how. No one can take my religion from me. No one can take it from me.
Kawina we and I'm a coming to see you twice.
Kawina we and I'm a coming to see you twice.
Kill a deer, skin it out, soak it until it's soft. Takes a lot of muscle to scrape it down. Soak it in brain water, stretch it out on the frame. Smudge it until it turns brown. Take my religion from me. No one can take it from me.
Kawina we and I'm a coming to see you to try on.
Kawina we and I'm a coming to see you to try on.
Making bells and headbands, sewing moccasins, with beads on dresses and shirts. Bravery, honesty, humility and truth, wisdom, love and hard work. Take it from me.
Kawina we andama kami go sine je twayan.
Kawina we andama kami go sine je twayan.
In the spring we put sugar, in the summer vegetables. In the fall, gather a new wind in canoes. In the winter season, when the snow is on the ground, telling stories about winter with you. No one can take my religion from me. No one can take it from me.
Kawina we and I'm a coming to
Kawina we and I'm a coming to see
if you want to go to the big drum, I can show you the way. If you want to go to the big drum, there comes a time. and take it from me.
Kawinoyan dama kamigosini jetoyan.
Kawinoyan dama kamigosini jetoyan.
No one can take it from me.
Traditional means having your own language and your own religion, your own way of Indian life. My religion, I will keep on doing it. No one can take my religion away from me. Midewin.
Elder who I have never met has had a profound influence on my life by her presence and her commitment to the sacred in all of us. Dorothy Day, founder of the Catholic Worker Movement. Dorothy Day had houses of hospitality, tables where everyone was welcome. And there she was in New York City, wearing secondhand clothes, an old dress and an apron, as she always wore. She would never spend money on herself. And she's wiping off tables and picking up coffee cups after a long day of feeding breakfast and lunch to people in the streets. A woman comes in and says, "Dorothy, my husband has died. I have my wedding ring here, but I no longer want to wear it. Dorothy, here, take this diamond ring. I want you to have it for your work." And Dorothy said, "Are you sure, dear?" And she said, "Yes, please. Give me great comfort. Give my husband great comfort. Would you please take the ring?" So she does. And she thanks the woman and puts the ring into a pocket of her apron and continues washing tables. Now it's toward the end of the afternoon, and one of the women of the streets, who has everything that she owns in a shopping cart, Dorothy calls the woman over and said, "Dear, may I see your finger, please?" And the woman holds out her hand, and Dorothy takes the diamond ring and slips it onto her ring finger. And said, "What do you think of that, dear?" And the woman looked at her and said, "Oh, it's beautiful. I've never had anything so beautiful." "Well," Dorothy said, "you enjoy it. It's yours." And the woman wraps her hands around the handle of her shopping cart and walks back out from the city streets of New York. The other people who were working in the house came up and said, Dorothy, do you know how much that ring was worth? Do you know that if we sold it, how much rent we could pay, how many groceries we could buy?" And Dorothy quietly and gently looked at each of them and says, "You mean to tell me that God created diamonds only for the rich? The sacredness of all creation is to be shared with the generosity of the Creator. Therefore, it is sacred for us to be stewards of all that has been given to us, much like the elders who had taught their children in the community that Larry had brought song. You cannot take my religion away from me. The spirit is so much stronger than all of us."
We want to thank you all for listening, and please remember whose land that we are walking upon. Thank you for all that you do.
Until we meet again, friends, peace and all good.
You have been listening to Community of Goodness with Larry Long and Tom Thibodeau, produced and recorded by Brett Hoos. For more information about Larry and Tom, please visit www.larrylong.org and www.tomttalks.com. We look forward to being with you next week. Thank you for listening.